Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day where your mercies are new every morning as you come to us like the dawn, raining righteousness on us to stay in the light as you in the light. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious disciples. We finished off yesterday when the young man, the Lord gave him the wonderful opportunity to walk with him, experiencing his miracles and maybe even been a part of the disciples that later became apostles and are now built on Jesus. Prophets, Jesus, then apostles, and then all of us, all other believers coming to the picture, raised and seated with Christ in heavenly places. But he never listened to the master, never followed the shepherd of all the good things that he had, even in his past, and all he had. But and Lord had more things, better things in mind, as what Saint Flo is going to be sharing tomorrow. Yeah, but he missed it. And then he says the words, and that how difficult it would be for a rich man with lots of possessions to enter into the kingdom. And then Jesus says, and that it's easier for a camel to enter in through the eye of a needle than for a rich man entering into the kingdom of God. And this translation that we use here this morning is a message, and it says it makes it more difficult. It's easier for a galloping camel to enter in through the needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And then the Passion Translation says, it's easier for a rope, thick rope, to enter in through the eye of the needle. So I don't know if camel and rope, I don't know, it must be. They wouldn't just write, pull it out of there. Every interpretation of scripture comes through holy men moved upon by the Lord. So yeah, so it's just saying that it's with man, it's not possible, but with God, all things are possible. And this is the wonderful truth, guys. You know, Jesus said it is finished. And, you know, if we understand it wasn't finished yet, but it's when you trust God and you know that he has taken you through so much before, showing you the great and precious promises. I mean, I think of Psalm 22 relative to the Lord. Psalm 22 tells him everything that was happening there happened. And Jesus could come to that. This is a faith declaration in the land of the living. Before he's gone up into heaven and heaven has been cleansed, the devil has been put out, the people in the old covenant that were waiting for Jesus are now moved up into heaven, the prophets, and the church of the firstborn is now in heaven itself. Amen. We can see that all in Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 22. He brings in, we've come to this fullness. So he hasn't even brought that fullness, and he hasn't come back to his disciples and yet and said to them, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. Therefore, make disciples, and he hasn't given the Spirit. That's a guarantee of our inheritance. But guys, it happened. Jesus knew that the God that he serves, the God that he's a part of, the family he is in, can't lie. And so it is finished. Everything has been done. There is nothing short. Every great and precious promise is now available for mankind to come back to the original design and walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Sin being taken away as far as the east is from the west. Babes to evil, wise to what is good. And the God of peace crushes Satan underneath our feet. So be enlightened. Amen. God is light and in him is no darkness. And hold on to. And as you stay holding on and standing in this truth, nothing can separate you from this love, this perfect love that has moved on your behalf. Love has been perfected in us that we may have boldness in every judgment, every squeezing, anything that can come, because God is for us and he'll never leave us or forsake us. To hold fast to your faith, I love the Colossians tells us, if you continue in faith, holding on to the hope, the expectations. God says that you are holy and blameless in His sight. You can't please everyone, guys, but when you stand and know that God has started a work and He'll complete it and He'll never leave you or forsake you, that's your faith. That's the truth. That's God. And you're in agreement with Him and nothing can stop it. God brings to pass that which is of His. How can two walk together unless they agree? Agree, arise, and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.